要将我们在罗马书将我们自己献上当做活祭。在45年前的时候，我的老师跟我讲说，当我们要献上把我们献上活祭的时候，但常常我们会从祭坛上偷偷跑下来，是不是事实？让我们一起祷告。主耶稣，我们真的是没有办法刚为刚才我们的祷告这样的相比，但是呢，我们今天再次把我们自己的你自己的话语摆在你的面前，真的是把你自己的话语在我们的生命中里面教导我们、引导我们，让我们打开我们的心门，让我们将祷告祈求奉主耶稣圣名，阿门。
I better. You're really listening to Bianca anyway. So, in the Middle Ages, there were monks that would actually keep skulls in their cells where they were living.
And 在中古时代的时候，有一些那个修道士呢，会把一些骨头留在他们自己住的地方。
And sometimes they were had this inscription on them.
And 这有的时候会在那上面写些字。
What you are, we once were.
你现在到底是？你现在有的是过去，这很难翻。
It's going to get worse.
Yeah.
What we are, you will be.
我们现在呢？但是呢，你会变成将来的。
Some had the Latin "memento mori."
And 这是一些拉丁有的一些拉丁的字眼。
Remember death.
And 记住死亡。
It served as a reminder that our time on this earth is transient and they should order their priorities accordingly.
这是非常提醒我们在这世界上是短暂的，所以我们真的要纪念，我们要知道怎么样活。
Here's a little less morbid reminder from Ecclesiastes 7:2.
And 箴言里面这边提醒我们。
It is better to go into the house of mourning than to go into the house of feasting.
And 宁愿去在一个有悲伤人的家里面，但不要去在那边欢呼的人家里。
For this is the end of all mankind, and the living should take it to heart.
And 这个是末世人的一些人的光景。
In other words, live in light of eternity.
And 真的是在你的生命中，就把每一天都当作这是一个永远。
We're in 1 Peter. Chapter 4, verses 7 through 11 this morning.
我们今天要来看的是彼得前书第四章四到十节。
It is a book written by Peter to Jews of the diaspora. They were away from their homeland in Israel and Palestine, and these happened to be in northern Asia Minor.
And 这个是彼得呢写给当初他分散在各个地方的犹太人，然后特别是在小亚细亚的地方。
And so they were disconnected from their homeland.
所以他们是跟他们自己的本土的乡土是离开的。
And I'm kind of wondering because I don't know how many of you feel that sort of disconnection.
所以有的时候你当你自己跟你自己的祖国或你的家分开的时候，你的感觉是如何？
For some of you're living in a culture that is not native to you. And
你现在活在这个文化是跟你的原来的是不一样的。
And you may like some of it, but you may not like other parts of it.
也许有些文化是你喜欢，但也许有很多是你不喜欢。
And of course, anytime someone is a minority, people always have prejudices.
And 甚至是有时候我们当时一些少数民族的时候，人家对你会有歧视。
It's almost an absurdity to call somebody who is Chinese a minority.
所以我们觉得很奇怪，这叫中国人居然是少数民族。
Since there are more Chinese in the world than anything else.
其实中国人是世界上最大的民族。
But if you're a minority, then it's different and it's sometimes difficult.
And 当如果你是变视为少数民族的话，有时候是会非常的困难。
So it feels like First Peter is almost written to you.
好像呢，这边的彼得前书是像为你写的。
And here's what he's telling his readers and to you and me too.
他是跟他的当时读那本书的人，跟那本他写的信，跟你跟我。
He's telling them to live honorable and upright lives among the people in the world where they live.
And 不管你在哪里生活的话，你真的是要过一个圣洁的生活。
He's telling them they should do the right thing even when they suffer for it.
甚至你会，你需要做对的事情，虽然你可能会有受到苦难。
And he gives Christ as an example of a foreigner coming in and then suffering for doing what is right.
And 真的是提醒我们，不管在什么样光景里面，要为耶稣基督要受苦。
And of course, the result is the greatest blessing on mankind.
当然呢，最后的祝福是一个最最大的祝福。
And his ultimate glory as he rose from the dead and is now sitting at the right hand, a place of honor with God.
当主为我们牺牲的时候，他与父神坐在天上。
All his enemies are at his feet.
And 所有的敌人都在他的下面。
And he is now the judge of the living and the dead.
And 他是在那边去审判人的。
And there will be an accounting because of in this life.This life isn't all there is, but at the end of this life, there will be an accounting.
And 真的是我们真的虽然这个是世界是短暂的，但是我们将来在永恒里面要交账。
And so now the focus of verses 7 through 11 of chapter 4 is Peter instructs us how to live in light of eternity.
And 真的是彼得们教导我们在永恒里面我们要怎么样活，学习活着。
To resolutely maintain four priorities.
And 真的是我把我们的优先次序要处理好。
These will not be new to you, but I hope they will be an encouragement to continue to focus on.
所以也许对你来讲不是一个新的，但是呢，这是一个很好的一个提醒。
Well, let me read the whole passage, and then we'll go through it verse by verse. Starting in verse 7.
从第七节开始，是彼得前书第四章七到十一节。
I'll read it, and then you'll read it.The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. And as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good servants of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks to oracles of God.Whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
第七节到第十一节，万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的是彼此确实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。你们要互相款待，不发怨言。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按照神的圣言讲；若有服侍的，要按照神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因为耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
So the first part says, the end of all things.Is at hand.
And 这第一个是讲到说万物的结局要近了。
It literally says the end of all things draws near.
And 就是万物的结局近了。
And we can't help but think it's been about 2,000 years. That doesn't sound very near.
And 虽然已经过了2,000年，好像听起来并没有快要近了。
So what is up with that? How can he call that near when it's been 2,000 happens and the end of all things still hasn't come?
但是彼得怎么能说那时候万物的结局已经近了？过了现在两千年，我们还没有到。
Jesus used this same expression in reference to the kingdom of God being near, or the kingdom of heaven being near.
And 这边是讲到说，耶稣讲到说到最后，神的国度快要到。
And the kingdom was near because the king had arrived and was near.
为什么神的国度要到呢？因为神他自己，他是神的儿子，已经到。
Now the consummation, the end, the bringing on of the kingdom will happen.When Jesus returns at the end of history.
当耶稣再来的时候，神的国度就到了。
I think the end is near means that we're in the final stage of God's redemptive process.
这边讲说万物结局近的话，就是讲着神的国度快要到我们中间。
The critical period was when Jesus came, suffered, died for our sins, secured salvation.
最重要是耶稣来到这世界上，钉在十字架上。为我们复活，这是最重要的。
The period we are now in is an extended time of grace, giving many an opportunity to trust in Jesus.
And 我们是现在活的这个世代呢，是给一些还没有认识主的人有机会能够认识主。
And we're in the business of helping people do that and waiting for his return.
And 我们在这个时候希望能够帮人带人信主，也同样在等待耶稣的再来。
The finality of the expression forces us to think about what's most important.
And 这边讲的万物结局近了是真的是让我们去思想到底什么意思。
So it's like being told you have a year left to live.
就像你被讲说你只剩下一年可以活了。
How would you arrange your life and priorities if you knew that?
那你如果知道的话，你的生活的优先次序会如何？
In the mid-60s, many of you weren't around in the mid-60s, to watch TV. There was a TV program called Run for Your Life, starred Ben Gazzara.
And 在1960年的时候，有一个很有名的一个电视剧，就是Run for Your Life. 你就真的是要为你的生命而奔跑。
He had a terminal disease and was given only a few months to live.
他是得了绝症，只有几个月可以活着。
Of course, the TV show lasted 3 years.
And 但是呢，电视剧却持续了三年。
But it gave him a radical different perspective on living his life.
给他看到一个完全不一样的一个生命。
It was a fascinating show. He decided he wanted to do all the risky things he had dreamed about doing.
他呢就想要决定做一些很危险的事情。
Because what did it matter if he died?
不管怎么样，他就算死了也无所谓。
More recently, I think it was in 2007, there was a movie entitled The Bucket List.
And 在2007年的时候，有个很有名的一个电影叫做《遗愿清单》。
Clearly, I borrowed that for our title today.
我就用那个电影的名字来叫今天的主题。
Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman were the starring in it. They were both dying of cancer.
And 这两个呢，两个里面的主角呢，两个人都在得了癌症，然后要过世。
One man was rich, another was poor.
有一个很有钱，另外一个非常贫穷。
And they decided they would create a bucket list, that is, a list of all the things they wished to do before they died.
所以他们决定呢，写下一个遗愿的一个清单，在他们死以前能够完成。
And because one of them was wealthy, they could do whatever they wanted.
因为有个很有钱，所以呢，他可以做到。
And an expression comes, it was before they kicked the bucket.
And 在他们在想，是希望他们能达到以前是能够把这个水桶给把它踢掉。
Yeah, that's an English idiom for dying.
这是一个英文的一个讲法。
It's interesting that what they wanted was experience. I think experiences are the new materialism.
And 这个呢经验呢是讲到真的是享受怎么样的物质上的东西。
Seems like currently people don't necessarily want more things, but they want more experiences.
And 现在好像近年来的一些流行呢是大家已经不太想要去物质的东西，而需要有更多的一些经历一些事情。
What I'm suggesting is that what follows is Peter's bucket list for Christians.
And 这边是讲到说彼得的为信徒讲的一个遗愿的清单。
How we should live and prioritize our time in light of the imminent, that is, any time now, end of the age.
在一个万物结局快要近的时候，我们应该怎么样有一个优先次序的生活？
First one we find in the second part of verse 7. Be self-controlled, therefore, sober-minded for the sake of your prayers.
真的是你在这样一个你们要谨守自守，要警醒，要祷告。
Now, when we're faced with a short time period, we usually spring into action with frenzied activity, trying to make up for lost time and get everything in.
And 当我们说时间不够的时候，我们就常常在很短的时间想把所有的事情都做完。
But that's not the first thing that Peter says.
And 在这段彼得却不是如此说。
He says to pray.
他说你要祷告。
In one way, that means don't do anything.
And 其实某一方面来讲说不要做其他的事情。
Ask God to do things.
让神来做。
And it's really about connecting with God.
真的是要跟神有连接。
It's more than just the requests.
不只是要求。
Clearly it's also thanksgiving and praise and confession and sharing and an affirmation of all the things that we believe.
是真的这边赞美神要感谢神。
Instead of speeding up,Turns out we're supposed to slow down.
照理说你应该好像很快要把这些事情做完，但这边是叫你要慢慢慢下来。
Slow down and talk to God.
慢下来跟神讲话。
It's not a frenetic activity.
不是一个非常急迫的要把事情做完。
God, hurry up and do something.
And 赶快做完。
Instead, it's self-controlled and sober-minded.
And 其实呢是要非常有节制的。
Being right-minded and sober.
And 是这有个正确一个心态。
These words together really point to the same thing. We are to be sane instead of insane.
And 我们这句话应该是真的是要非常理智的过一个生活。
Sober instead of drunk.
And 不是在里面要清醒的，而不是要醉酒。
In control of our mind and our thinking.
And 真的在我们的思想里面有控制有节制。
Sensible, good judgment, self-control.
And 真的在各样的事情上有好的一些正确的决定。
That isn't what the TV character was doing.
And 这个就是那个在我刚讲那个电视剧的里面的主角所做的。
He figured he had nothing to lose, so he was doing crazy things.
所以他因为他知道他快要死了，所以他就做一些很危险的事情。
Living in light of eternity is to be sensible and to show sound judgment.
And 真的是你当你知道结局快要近的时候，你的生命里面的话，你要过一个清醒的生活，要做一些正确的决定。
Because eternity is what determines our values and our priorities.
因为呢，这永久呢，会是让我们决定这一生中的价值到底在哪里。
This is not simply shooting up a prayer, but making prayer a priority in our life.
And 不是这边随便就这样向神去一个祷告，而是把祷告成我们生活里的一个重心。
I think it's a sign of Christian maturity when prayer becomes a means by which we relate our entire life, both past, present, and future to God.
And 我们可以在这边看到，这是一个祷告，是一个基督徒成熟的一个表现，把过去。现在跟未来连接在一起。
You know, we can discipline ourselves to pray, we can have a time slot to pray, but it's more, it's an expression of connecting with God.
And 我们有的时候可以自己去决定什么时间要去祷告，但是最重要的是我们要跟神有连接。
I would say it includes a silent or not silent communication with God throughout all the day.
有的时候是安静的，有的时候是不是安静的，一直在跟神有连接。
And the content is exhaustive. It's about everything.
And 真的跟神连接的呢，是跟神讲所有的事情。
I think there's a reason this comes first on the list.
And 这个呢，这边就讲说这个优先次序就是讲祷告。
Think about if God is perhaps calling you to make prayer a more central part of your life.
真的，这边主向你呼召说，祷告是不是你生活里面最重要的
？So the second prayer is the first one. The second is love in verse 8.
And 在第八节里面讲到第二个，就是讲到彼此要相爱。
Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins.
最要紧是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
I'm sure you know this, but this is not warm, fuzzy feelings.
And 这个地方并不是一个好像只让你觉得感觉好而已。
It means wanting and doing something to bring about the best for another person.
And 这边是说你愿意要去做，然后呢把最好的结果带出来。
These next three are all one another, so he's talking really primarily about in the body of Christ.
And 这下面的几个呢，都是在讲说肢体里面要所要做的事情。
It's sacrificial.
And 是不是需要有些牺牲的
？Jesus is the ultimate expression of this.
And 耶稣他自己就是讲到他在这些方面他所做到最大的极致。
He said in John 13:34, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also love one another."
在约翰福音第十三章里面讲说，我给你们一条新命令，就是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎么样爱你们，你们也要彼此相爱。
How did he do that?
你能做到吗?
Well, put aside all his prerogatives as God and became a man.
我们就想到神耶稣他自己成一个神成为人。
He taught them, he fed them, he listened to them.
他教导他们，他喂养他们，他听他们的话。
And ultimately, he sacrificed his life for them.
最后自己牺牲自己的生命。
Interestingly, Peter says that we are to keep fervent.
And 这个地方是讲说我们真的是要切实的。
The word is stretched out. It's like an athlete straining.
哎，这边好像就像一个体育员他在那边做训练的时候。
You see that's not just an emotion.
哎，不是只是一个动作而已。
That's something that we work at and we strain to do.
哎，这边是说我们好像这边要一直持续的这样去做。
Loving someone is not easy, it's hard.
有的时候爱人是不是很容易的，有的时候是非常困难的。
And its very essence is sacrificial.
哎，因为是这个是最重要的一件事情，便是有带有牺牲的。
I hardly want to sacrifice for myself, much less somebody else.
我有时候连对自己都不太能牺牲，还不要讲去为别人牺牲。
And yet that's what he's calling us to do.
但这个地方是耶稣要我们这样去做。
Now, clearly, this includes forgiveness.
And 当然在相爱里面要包括怎么样去彼此原谅饶恕。
Well, one of the difficulties of being in a church is it's messy.
And 有时候在教会呢，有时候是非常复杂的。
We don't really like each other all that well. Sometimes.
有的时候我们不是会喜欢每一个人的。
And you'd like me less if you knew me better.
哎，如果说你对我更多认识的话，你可能就越来越不喜欢我。
We sin against each other, we rub each other the wrong way. Conflicts are absolutely inevitable.
哎，有的时候呢，我们常常面相处的时候有很多的摩擦，有很多的矛盾。
Love means covering a multitude of sins.
哎，爱呢是遮掩过犯。
That does not mean ignoring them.
哎，并不是讲说你去不去看它、处理它。
It means doing what is necessary to restore, forgive, and enfold one another together again.
而是在爱里面，不但是遮掩罪，但是也同样去帮助他们能够更多的站立起来。
A week doesn't go by when someone doesn't need our unconditional love and acceptance.
几乎每一个礼拜或每一天都有人需要我们无条件的去爱他们。
At the same time that they may also need our gentle rebuke.
And 同样有的时候是相反的，我们也需要做这样的事情。
This expression probably comes from Proverbs 10:12, and James uses it again in James 5:20. The expressions are not identical, but they're similar enough that it is evidently a familiar expression.
And 在箴言里面也同样就讲的很非常类似的，讲到怎么样去彼此遮掩别人的过错。
In Proverbs, love covering sins is compared to hatred stirring up dissension and quarrels.
在箴言里面是讲说怎么样遮掩别人的过错的时候呢，看到他们所的一些行为。
So just as hatred can stir up quarrels, so love is likely to be forbearing towards sin and forgiving towards sin.
我们可以看到恨会带来彼此大家彼此的一些摩擦，但是爱可以彼此的相补。
Putting up with and overlooking offenses.
And 真的是不去看到别人所做的那些特别的错误。
Not allowing the wrongs that can be done to blow up relationships and to foul up our disunity.
不要让这些所错误的事情真的是扩大，然后毁灭了我们人与人之间的人际关系。
And of course, the other part of Jesus' statement in John 13:34 is in 35, where it says, "By this, that is love, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."
在约翰福音十三章同样讲说，如果你们有彼此相爱的心的话，别人就会认出你是我的门徒。
Let me clarify what I think that means, and that is.
我来解释一下那个意思是什么。
They'll know you're my disciples because you love one another in spite of you not being all that lovable.
And 就是这边说他们怎么样认出你是门徒呢？就是因为看彼此相爱，虽然有的时候你们并不是那么可爱的。
Everybody loves lovable people.
每个人都喜欢可爱的人。
Loving unlovable people, that's godly.
但是要爱那不可爱的，只有神做得到。
That's the mark of being like Christ.
但这个地方就像耶稣基督一样。
Okay, so we've got prayer, love, and now, I think surprisingly, hospitality in verse 9.
So 我们第一个讲最重要的是讲祷告，第二个呢是讲到彼此的相爱，第三个是讲到互相的款待。
Show hospitality to one another without grumbling.
你们要互相的款待，不要发怨言。
I don't know which is more difficult, showing hospitality or not grumbling.
And 我真的不知道是哪个比较容易做，是有愿意款待呢，还是不发怨言？
I'm not sure I would have included this one.
我想说，好像我没有在这个里面。
In light of eternity, have people over for dinner?
在永生里面把请人来家里吃晚饭。
Of course, hospitality literally means loving strangers.
And 款待呢是就是说真是爱一些陌生的人。
So that says something about the body of Christ, doesn't it?
对，就是要讲到这边是这个肢体里面的事情。
Love strangers towards one another.
And 在陌生人里面，你也去爱他们。
So sometimes we're not that close.
虽然有时候我们并不是非常的亲密。
That might not even be friends, but we're to.
我们甚至不是朋友。
But we're to love each other.
但是我们学习彼此相爱。
And that's what showing hospitality is.
And 这个就是什么样互相款待。
I don't know how it is in your church.
我不知道我们的教会是如何。
I can more speak to the American, I don't know if that's right, our cultural expression. Connectedness, unity, fellowship is the, in terms of real commitment to one another, is the weakest part of the American church.
在美国的文化里面的话，彼此的连接跟合一可能是最弱的一环。
We are fiercely independent.
因为我们太非常的独立。
Yeah. I've had somebody point his finger at me and said, you're fiercely independent.
And 有人居然用手指着我说你实在是太独立了。
And unfortunately, they're right. I live and breathe it.
And 真的让我去思想这件事情。
I don't like asking for help.
我真的是不喜欢去请人来帮忙。
And what that does is it isolates us from one another.
但是呢，你这样子的话，就让把别人给隔开了。
So being hospitable is really, really important.
And 真的是互相款待是一件非常重要的事情。
It is opening up our lives to other people, inviting them in.
And 是把我们的生活是敞开，邀请别人进来。
Turns out it's not about food and having people over for dinner.
And 并不是只是邀请他们来吃饭。
Although food is a remarkable symbol of fellowship.
And 食物是非常重要一个象征。
And a biblical one.
And 在圣经里面这样说。
Again, I can't speak to you specifically, but I know in our church, while we love being together on Sunday morning, our connections are pretty thin.
And 我虽然不能讲说你们的教会如何，但在我们的教会的话，每个礼拜天来聚会的时候，我知道我们的连接性是非常薄弱的。
And if we don't see each other during the week, they're not really in our mind or our heart.
And 如果我们礼拜周日都没有在一起聚集在一起的话，我们根本不会去想到他们。
So we have lots of small groups. I know you have small groups as well.
虽然我们有很多的小组，就像我们教会也有很多小组。
Sometimes, at least in the American culture, that's the easiest place to make those deeper connections and to be hospitable to one another.
所以在美国教会里面，这小组可能是最容易能够让人连接的所在。
So there's two ways I think we have responsibility in this.
And 所以可能有两方面呢，我们有责任。
Don't isolate yourself from the small groups in your church. Engage.
And 真的是不要把你自己从小组里面或其他的方面要隔离。
And we need to work hard if we're in a small group to invite people and to incorporate people and to draw them in to be.Again, we're drawing them in, not just to come to a meeting, to be part of our life.
And 但在小组里的话，希望你更多的邀请他们能够参与。
You know, the nice thing about this and really the other priorities that Peter is putting here is that anybody can do it.
And 这地方虽然彼得在那边讲，就是表示每个人都可以做得到。
Hospitality, this openness to others that we don't know well, is something we have to...develop and work on. It doesn't necessarily mean you're an outgoing extrovert.
And 这边要款待呢，并不表示你是个非常外向，对你来讲很容易的，是不是容易？是把你的心打开，把你的家给打开。
So I think some of you know my wife and I are high school sweethearts, so we go back a long, long way.
And 我跟我的太太从高中的时候，我们就是已经是彼此相爱的情侣。
She was voted friendliest in our class.
And 她是在我们的班上是最friendly 就是非常非常友好的。
So I'm an introvert.
但是我是一个很非常内向的人。
I don't need to be around people.
我不喜欢跟人在一起。
It's hard work for me to be nice.
And 有时候对我来讲，要对人家好是很不容易的。
For 40 years, they had to pay me to be nice to people.
And 但是过去四十年，别人要需要付我钱，让我学习要好好对待别人。
But in 40 years, I had to spend my time being an extrovert.
And 过去四十年呢，我真的是要花这个时间，然后慢慢变成比较一个外向的人。
And to this day, if anybody new shows up at our church, which happens all the time, I'm always going up and talking to them.
And 到现在，只要有人来到我们教会，我通常是最先去跟那个人讲话的人。
And it's because God has woven that into my experience in a way that He has radically changed how I operate.
And 真的是神在我的生命里面慢慢把这样的一个个性编织起来，让我领导我去越来越在这方面去向他。
If I can do it, any of you can do it.
如果我能做的话，你们中间每个人都做得到。
We learned an important lesson too. You're sharing out of who you are.
And 这边我们要学习一个很重要的功课，你跟大家分享你到底是谁。
So when I was in seminary, we didn't have a lot of money, and we were making ends meet, and we had friends who had even less money, and they invited us over to dinner, and they had hardly anything there.
And 有一次我在念神学院的时候，我们那时候非常的穷苦，但是我有些同学比我们还穷，比我们还穷的朋友请我们到他家去，他们的没有很多的食物招待。
Now, all my life I've been kind of a major league eater.
And 但是呢，我是很爱吃的。
Lots of food.
我喜欢很多的食物。
The more the better.
And 越多越好。
They served me one piece of chicken.
And 他是给我们一块鸡。
I'd never had one piece of chicken for a meal in my life.
在我一辈子里面，我没有就一顿饭只吃一根鸡的。
And here's the thing, I didn't care.
And 但那时候我一点都不在乎。
And I was at a point in my life where I would have cared. I was pretty young, and food was important to me.
And 所以在那个时候，也许我是非常年轻，因为食物不是那么重要。
And what struck me was, I always wanted to have more than enough to make sure I fed people lots and lots of food if they came over.
对我来讲的话，只要有人来我家，我一定要给他们供应很多很多的食物。
For them, it was just about sharing what they had. It didn't matter.
但是对我的同学来讲，就是他把他有的跟我们一起分享。
I mean, you can tell, 45, 50 years later, I still remember.
And 甚至五十年以后，我还记得这件事情。
So I want you to know, you all can be hospitable.
And 我就是要提醒我们每一个人都可以有这个款待的一个心。
You can all talk to people and open up your life.Or your home, or whatever.
你去跟人家一起说，然后把你的家给打开。
We have a tendency to make ends out of means.
我们有的时候希望，好像所有东西我们都能够付得出去，能达得到。
What I mean is, a house or an apartment is for shelter, but we make it into a personal show place.
And 所以有的时候，因为一个房子只是一个庇护所，但是我们现在变成是我们自己的一个产物。
Clothes are for warmth and protection, but they become icons of status and comfort and power.
And 但是衣服本来是让你是温暖的，但是呢，变成是一个表示你的地位的一个地方。
Cars are for transportation, but they become symbols of status.
And 同样的，像车子只是一个运输的工具，但是好像也变成一个你的地位如何。
I think Peter is saying, you know what, sharing who you are and what you have is more important than any of those things.
这边彼得是告诉我们，就是跟你去分享你有的，这是最重要。
When we moved into a new home,
当我们有时候搬到一个新的地方
up near San Francisco,I was 8 and my brothers were 10 and 13.
And 那个时候我是八岁，在我哥哥是十岁，在旧金山。
My sisters were like 3 and 1, they didn't really count.
And 我的妹妹们大概就三岁一岁。
So my dad, we had a large back room, we had a whole acre.
And 我们的家很大，大有一公顷的地方。
We came from with five kids. We came from a very small house to a much bigger house with a larger property. It was wonderful.
And 我们那从五个孩子从一个非常小的一个房子到一个很大的房子，我们就非常喜欢。
So our backyard was like it wasn't as big as a football field, but it seemed really big.
我们的后院非常的大。
And my dad planted for some reason azaleas in the end zone.
At the end zone.
That's the end of a football field.
Right, right.
So it was our football field, but he thought it was his garden.
Okay, 他的爸爸呢，把那么很大的一个地方呢，居然拿去种花去了。
And my dad didn't like yard work, and he worked really hard, and we were always stomping around in the azaleas.
And 但是他种那些花呢，他非常努力去种那些花，可是我们小孩在玩的时候，常把他的花给毁坏掉。
And at one point, he just gave it up.
到最后，我爸爸放弃了。
Didn't grumble about it. Didn't
也没有发怨言。
And I remember reading a quote by a Hall of Fame baseball player whose wife was complaining about their boys playing and ruining the lawn. And he said, "We're not raising the lawn, we're raising boys."
一个非常有名的一个足球的打足球的人，他自己曾经讲过一句话，他说他们的后院。最重要的不是要让那个他们的后院去成长，而是要把他们的孩子带成长。
And we understand what we're here for.
我们真的非常需要了解我们在这边做什么。
When we live in light of eternity.
我们真的是为永恒生活。
Because the end is near.
因为万物的结局近了。
We'll be hospitable.
但是我们要需要为这交账。
Okay, the last one is ministry, not surprising.
And 最后。
Verse 10 through 11a.
And 在10到11节的时候，我想一点不惊讶是讲到说要彼此服侍。
As each one has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies. That's enough.
这边讲说有讲到的就要按照神的圣言讲，若有服侍人的，就按照神所赐的力量服侍，在凡事上，因为耶稣基督得荣耀。
So, I'm sure you understand that each of us, when we came to faith in Christ, has received unique gifts as being filled by the Holy Spirit, not only a capacity to do all the things that God wants us to do, He's also given us unique capacities to serve Him.
And 但是自从我们信主的话，神给我们圣灵给我们一个特别的一些恩赐，让我们在我们的恩赐里面，不是把所有东西给我们，而是我们用我们的恩赐来服侍。
So Peter is saying, "What are you waiting for? Do it."
And 这边就讲说，既然有的话，就做。
We're responsible to use them in serving one another.
我们应该用这些恩赐来彼此服侍。
In view of the end of all things, use your spiritual good gifts while they still do good.
And 用圣灵的恩赐来服侍所有的人。
This is a stewardship and faithfulness of what God has given you.
这位是一个我们讲到一个忠心仆人神所给我们的。
See, discovering and using your spiritual gift or gifts is not about personal fulfillment.
And 当你自己去看你自己有什么在圣灵里面的恩赐的时候，不是为了自己的好处。
It's about serving Christ and His purposes.
而是在基督耶稣里面去为人家为服侍神，服侍。
In verse 11, Peter is suggesting maybe two categories of spiritual gifts.
And 这边讲的说有两种不同的属灵的恩赐。
Speaking gifts like teaching, encouraging.Knowledge, wisdom.
一个是讲道方面，用在这方面按照神的圣言讲去服侍人。
And serving gifts like mercy, helps, administration, giving.
And 另外一方面的服侍人是讲到说去帮助别人或者是管理。
I personally don't think that we have an exhaustive list of gifts.
And 其实我相信我们没有一个非常大的这个属灵的恩赐的一个 list.
You don't need to shoehorn yourself into one of the lists on the list. They're all a little bit different, and I don't think there's a lot of ways in which God can.
我想你不需要去担心这个 list 有多大，但是有些或者这些哪些比较重要，哪些不重要。
Here are these two categories. One gift is not lifted above the others, even though we have a tendency to do that. Peter's not.
And 有的时候我们会去比较这个哪些恩赐比较大，哪些比较小，但在彼得来讲都一样。
The first one has to do with communicating or speaking.
And 第一个是按照神的话语来讲。
Any of those need to be according to the word.
And 需要按照神的话来讲。
The word oracle.
And 这边讲的是神的话。
Any Greek reader would immediately understand what was meant by that.
所有的在希腊的原文的话，你了解的话，就知道这句话什么意思。
The oracles were actually famous, maybe infamous in Christian circles.
甚至在基督徒的圈子里面也对这句话非常熟悉。
If you wanted to know what God had to say, you went to an oracle.
当如果你要知道神怎么说的话，你就去做这个像甲骨文一样去找。
And you'd pay a fee, and one of the priests or priestesses would sometimes inhale volcanic fumes from a hole in the ground, and then they'd prophesy.
所以有的时候你去找一些特别的祭司，他会把一些东西烧起来，然后你去吸进去。
This happened at the Oracle of Apollo in Delphi, Greece.
是在希腊的一些神话里面所出现的事情。
And these prophetic utterances were considered the words of God.
这些是讲到说预言是讲到神所说的。
Usually they were kind of unintelligible and garbled.
这边有的时候其实是非常不清楚的，也是不是一定很有智慧的。
Peter is using this term in contrast, to contrast the empty pagan ritual with the word of God that we have.
但彼得用这边来做一个相反的一个比较，讲到怎么样跟神的话来比较。
And if you don't know, Peter at one point,talks about Paul's writings sometimes being difficult to understand, like other scriptures.
And 有的时候彼得会讲到说保罗他所写的一些书信是非常难懂的。
So he had some awareness, not of everything we have as we have it today, of scriptures, these oracles from God being written even by a fellow apostle.
And 甚至是从另外一个使徒所写的一些书，有的时候我们也不是非常容易了解。
In 1 Peter 2, he says, men moved by God, spoke the words of God.
And so this is talking about that people by God moved, and then speaking God's words.
And then at the end of this, Peter talks about power.
And to the end, this is talking about power.
Whoever serves, let him do so by the power that God supplies.
我们所以要做的这些荣耀权能呢，都是要从神来。
This is both speaking and serving.
不管是讲神的话，或者是服侍人。
The power for ministry comes by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
那个全能是从在神的里面，在跟神的亲近里面。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul put it this way.
在哥林多后书，保罗这样说。
Chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves,But our sufficiency is from God, who made us sufficient to be ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
And 这边是讲到哥林多后书里面讲说，不是我们凭着自己能承担什么事情，是我们所能承担的是出于神。若所承担的这些职事不是凭着他的话语，而是凭着经意，因为字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
You know, Paul wrote in Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
And 在同样的里面讲说，我可以只要神给我力量，我凡事都能做。
One of the most misused verses in the Bible.
但也是同样我们常常误用的一句圣经。
Often used by athletes to say they can accomplish great feats.
And 特别是一些体育的一些的人，他们就想说，用这句话来祷告，说他可以得奖赏。
Context is giving,
and 虽然这个内容是对的,
and being able to get along with a little or a lot,
and
so being satisfied.
And 但是里面的内容的话，你怎么样应用是不一样。
And I think it means we can do all things that God calls me to do.
And 如果神呼召我们的话，我们什么事都可以做。
Through the strength that He supplies.
因为是从神给我们的能力。
Which includes ministry.
And 包括教会的神给我们的这个事工。
Now, I'm going to say something I think nobody will believe.
我要说一些事情，也许你们可能不能相信。
I don't like getting up in front of people.
其实呢，我非常不喜欢在那边众人面前讲话。
Now, I know I can do it.
我知道我可以做。
But it's, I don't miss that about not being a pastor any longer.
但是如果不做的话，我也不会太思念他。
I could only do it through God's strength.
And 我能做的原因是因为耶稣基督给我能力。
Sometimes God takes our weaknesses and makes them strength.
神常用我们的软弱的地方给我们能力可以 做事情。
To remind us that ministry is not dependent upon our personal assets, but upon our weakness.
而是提醒我们不是用我们自己的力量去做，而是从神那边来的力量去做。
So you have the power of the Holy Spirit inside of you.
你有神的能力在你的里面。
And he wants you to use it.
神要你去使用它。
To pray.
去祷告。
To love.
去爱。
Be hospitable.
去款待。
And to do ministry.
去服侍。
Peter concludes with the doxology in verse 11.
在彼得他就 在最后结束的时候说。
In order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to him belong glory, dominion, forever and ever.
要神在凡事上面因耶稣基督 得荣耀，原来荣耀权柄都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
I think this is especially tempting for those who are used to being up front.
对有些人来讲的话，这好像是有些吸引力的，特别是有些愿意在前面。
And in leadership.
或在做一些领袖的人。
It's our job to speak the oracle of God.
真的是让我们这些被呼召的人是说神的他自己的话语跟真理。
It's our job to offer ourselves as a model in following Christ.
真的是摆上一个很好的榜样来跟随耶稣。
But it is not about us.
不是不是为我们的荣耀。
It is always about Jesus.
是永远是神的荣耀。
Here is, I know, and I have been praying for you to find a pastor.
我常常为你们教会找一个牧师的祷告。
And I understand you're close.
我听说你们已经非常接近了。
The mark of a pastor's ministry.
一个牧师的一个在一个他的事工里面的一个表现。
Even though his ministry is critically important,
虽然他的这个事工的是非常非常重要的
always ends in magnifying Jesus, not him.
但是最后终到都是永远是以耶稣基督的荣耀
That will be up to your pastor,
这会在于你的牧师
and you.
跟你
Give them the honor and respect that is due his position.
去尊重你的这个牧师，给他有这样的一个让他可以做这样的事情。
Pay him well so he can live among you.
他希望能够好好支付他，然后可以让他可以生活不需要忧虑。
But don't idolize him or put him on a pedestal.
不要把他当做一个像一个非常高的一个地位去拜他。
He has some of the same weaknesses, liabilities that you have.
他跟我们都一样，有很多的缺点。
And my prayer is that he will be leading you to take all of those things to the throne of God's grace.
真的是希望他能够跟你一起同工，然后在耶稣基督在所有的事情上，耶稣基督得荣耀。
So priorities in the light of the end of the earth being near.
虽然在这个优先的次序里，我们讲到万物的结局快要近了。
Don't waste your time cramming in all the end of life experiences you can get.
不要非常匆忙的去把要做所有的事情。
Connect to God in prayer.
最重要是跟耶稣基督在一起连接祷告。
Work hard to love each other.
真的要彼此非常用心的去学习彼此相爱。
Be hospitable, drawing people in.
要真的互相的款待。
And be diligent to use your gifts and serve the body of Christ in your congregation.
用你的属灵的恩赐来彼此服侍。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, thanks for your word. I'm not sure we would have thought of it this way.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，谢谢你今天给我们的话语。
I still think about the things I want to experience before I'm done.
虽然我还没有完讲完，但是我真的想到说，在我身上的经验。
Help us all to live as if this is indeed the last times.
真的让我们生活在我们真的是每天都是最后一天。
And to make our lives count for all eternity.
真的是我们的每天所生存的是为了永生而活着。
To love and care for people.
真的是愿意相爱，然后去照顾别人。
and to talk to you all day.
常常跟你连接。
Amen.
Amen.